Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, good evening. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. I'm going to ask you a very few questions. So let me ask you, do you or does any of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No one does that here.
No one works for that. Okay, thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th, 2024? You're definitely going to vote. You're very likely vote. You are somewhat likely to vote. Or you are not very likely to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
You're definitely going to vote, right? Thank you. And let me just go ahead and also ask you, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or for Donald J. Trump, the Republican candidate, or under these circumstances, please?
I keep my voting private.
You could, but yeah, that's totally understand. This is for whom did you vote though in the 2020 elections, presidential election?
I'm sorry, Republican.
Donald Trump, the Republican candidate. Thank you so much. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, and affiliated, not
Republican.
Registered in a party. Thank you
Republican.
So much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma? High school
college.
Graduate? Okay. Would you say some college, trade school? College graduate with an associate's or two-year degree? Or college
some
graduate
college.
With a, some college? Thank you. And what is your main racial background? White, Caucasian, African-American, Black, Asian, Asian-American, Hispanic?
Hispanic,
thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 to 35, between 36 to 45, between 46 to 55, between 46 to 55 year old. Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? The environment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, healthcare, proper insurance costs, taxes.
Proper insurance costs.
I know that might be important, but I have a few more here just to make sure maybe you change your mind as well. I understand
okay.
That might be important. Yeah, taxes, crime and public safety, growth and overdevelopment, illegal immigration, K-12 education, or abortion.
Proper insurance costs.
Okay, thank you. And if the general election for Florida State Legislature were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Would you probably vote for the Democratic candidate? Would you lean slightly to the Democratic candidate?
Not at all.
Would you definitely vote for the Republican candidate? Probably
yes.
Vote for the Republican candidate? Okay, so you would definitely vote for the Republican candidate, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
If I approve?
If you approve or disapprove?
I think in the first answer.
Okay, you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly
approve. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Second answer.
Okay. Would you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as a president?
First answer.
Okay. You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
strongly.
Thank you very much. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Would you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just say so. Sabina Covo?
I have no idea who this person is.
Okay, so you have never heard of them, or you have no opinion?
No.
Okay. How about Vicky Lopez?
I know her.
Would you say your opinion is favorable or unfavorable towards her?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
The Republican.
Donald Trump, the Republican candidate. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Definitely or probably?
100%.
Oh, definitely. Thank you. And now, if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sabina Covo, the Democratic candidate? Or Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Vicky Lopez.
I appreciate that. We are at 76% complete, almost done. Thank you for your time. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Thank you so much. And now, I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have the representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Okay, would you say very or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat conservative, thank you. And what is your national ancestry?
What do you mean, like my background?
Yeah, basically, since you're Hispanic, too, just to confirm, which is your ancestry? National ancestry, please.
European, Europe, Spain.
Oh, European? Okay, perfect,
yes.
I understand. Would that be Spanish, Portuguese, Italian?
Spanish
and European. Thank you. I do understand. Thank you very much. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speaks English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Always speak English.
Always speak English. Thank you so much. Were you born in the United States or outside of the United States, sir?
Outside.
I appreciate your opinion. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a great evening.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, sir. Goodbye.
Bye.